From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That's the word from Russian state media, which quoted him as telling Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the tasks assigned to the defense ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. The Kremlin's website quoted Putin as telling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in a phone conversation that he had agreed to withdraw the main part of the Russian Air Force contingent currently operating in Syria. UN envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning there is no alternative, no plan B to negotiations.
As far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Speaking before the meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, de Mistura said it is up to the people of Syria to decide their future and the UN must help them. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Qawis. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. The spokesman said heightened security is in place around hotels and restaurants. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the government is almost certain the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, was behind the bombing that killed 37 people and injured more than 100 Sunday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports.
During a hospital visit to see victims of Sunday's bombing, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said security forces had made a number of breakthroughs.
Bu hain saldırının kaynağı açık bir şekilde tespit edilmiştir.
He said the DNA investigation is continuing and soon it will be revealed clearly who the attackers were and the forces behind them, adding that they are now 11 detained in connection with the bombing and a whole network is being exposed. Davutoglu said all the evidence points to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, but stopped short of formally accusing the group. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. political surveys show the two presidential frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are poised to move closer Tuesday to winning their party's presidential nominations as voters head to the polls for nominating contests in 5 states. 3 Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot and killed Monday by Israeli forces. The Israeli army says 2 assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. 1 soldier was wounded. Another attack happened moments later when a car rammed a military vehicle at the same bus stop. Soldiers opened fire on the assailant, killing him. 2 soldiers were wounded. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. And protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president. She is embroiled in a corruption scandal and is presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. Residents in a Somali coastal village say suspected al-Shabaab militants have exchanged gunfire with local militias. The reports came before the communications to Garad were cut off Monday. Residents who asked not to be named for fear of reprisals told VOA that the militants were traveling on 3 boats that entered Garad. Authorities in the Puntland region could not be reached for comment. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is not planning on changing her refugee policy despite heavy losses in recent state elections. On Sunday, the nationalist Alternative for Deutschland party won representation in 3 state legislatures in what many saw as a protest vote against Ms. Merkel's open-door policy on refugees. She describes the loss as a difficult day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.